Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3758. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Next is our opening commodity market report, and sitting in for Dave Dickey this morning is Tom Rogers.
Good morning, Dan. Good morning, everybody. Here are the opening prices on the Chicago Board of Trade as they opened about 19 minutes ago. These do not reflect the overnight trade. Let's go first to Kansas City in July wheat. The nearby contract opening this morning at 9:14, up 4.5 cents. September at 9:30, up 5.25. Minneapolis spring wheat for September opened at 9.77 this morning, up 9.25 cents. In Chicago, the wheat contract for July opened at 8.78, up 8 cents. September, 8.90, up 2. December, 9.19, up 7 cents. And the March for next year, 9.42.5, up 10.25 cents. On to the corn. The July corn contract opened at 7.19.5 a bushel, up 7 cents. September up 6 on the open at 7.33. Deese corn 7.53.5, up 6. March corn 7.70, up 5.5. May up 7, or May at 7.80.5 on the open, up 7.5 cents. And July of next year 7.81.5, up 6.5. In the bean complex, July soybeans opened at 15.19.5, up 18.5 cents. August 15.20, up 16. September 15.09, up 17 cents. November beans at 15.09 on the open, up 16. January 15.22, up 16.75 cents. And March beans open at 15.31, up 19. In the products, July soybean meal opened at 4.06 even, up 4.70. August 4.04.50, up 5.70. July bean oil opened at 63.55, up 45. And the August 63.85, up 41. And since the opening bell, prices have backed off just a little bit, but they're still up from yesterday's settlement. On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, June live cattle opened at 97.75, up 5. August, 104.75, up 12.5. October live cattle, 111.80, up 10. And Deese cattle, 113.80, up 27.5. Downward, though, for the rest of the feeder cattle contracts, though, August feeder cattle opened at 113.40, down 7.5. September unchanged at 114.80. October at 115.90, down 5, and November down 12.5 on the open at 116.50. Lean hogs for July opened at 74.70, down 20. August 75.55, down 35 cents. October 74.70, down 30. And December lean hogs 76.85, down 25. July pork bellies opened at 72.40, up 5, and August opened up 27.5 at $74 even.
This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
Right now, the August crude oil contract in New York is trading down $1.25 a barrel at $135.75. In the metals, July silver down 6.7 cents right now at $16.70 an ounce. Gold contract for August is down 7.10 at $884.50. The U.S. dollar index is at 73.14, 73.15 now, down 9. The CRB index 452.94, down 167. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up this morning about 80 points at 11,887, about 0.2%. NASDAQ is up 40 points at 2408, and the S&P 500 index is up a full percentage point at 1363 up. It's right now at 1328. Trading right now on the Chicago Board of Trade is still with the up arrow. Wheat is trading anywhere from a dime to 12.5 cents higher, 7.5 cent range in Kansas City. Corn is up anywhere from 4 to 5.5 cents, and the bean contracts are up between 9 and 17 cents on the September harvest month. Joining us now for a look at the markets on this Wednesday is Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Tom.
We're seeing that upward trend this morning, and weather probably a big factor.
Yes, it is a wetter forecast for the Corn Belt, western Illinois and northern Illinois and Iowa and Wisconsin, Minnesota. The other factor here that's changed here since you gave the market report is crude oil's down $3.94 a barrel at $133 a barrel. So
and
that's the other big we're
getting a delayed thing here for it was down $1.25, but you say it's down much farther right now.
Right, and you know, one thing that we are looking at, of course, is that the soybean basis improved dramatically overnight, 15 to 20 cents a bushel, 80 to 85 over at the Gulf. The water problems and shipping is a major problem with that. The U.S. Farmers are tight holders of soybeans. The other thing is that China's implementing a three-day rule. Anytime a importer buys beans, they have to notify when they purchase them and also the delivery time frame so that they stop this big gyrations in boom-bust. They import too much, and which is an interesting concept. And, of course, we are picking up. The wheat yields are tremendous, and we're a little surprised the wheat is acting as strong as it is. But with the wetter forecast, I can see why corn is. Now, one thing that we are strong opinion of is that there'll probably be more soybean acres based on this replanting in the Midwest.
Something that I caught wind of last night, a story on the high cost of shipping because of diesel prices and all. How are traders looking at that as the impact on U.S. exports?
Well, a couple things. If you are a manufacturer steel in Gary, Indiana, of course, you're sitting pretty good because you're not worrying about imports because a lot of the foreign countries are using a lot of steel in their own country,
right.
And the U.S. Steel is fairly cheap. As far as fuel is concerned and exporting, that is a little bearish because it does hurt our exports. It makes our products more expensive delivered. So high energy is probably hurts the U.S. economy. Not only for cars, trucks, locomotives, trains, but also the delivered products overseas, it makes our transportation and delivered goods pretty expensive.
Yeah, I was thinking specifically the ag products. What about corn and bean exports? And
well,
that's
it does make our commodities very expensive, and in several parts of the world, it prices us out of that market. Now, it will be interesting to see how world traders will play the game, particularly in wheat, because wheat can have a dual function as a bread cereal and also as a feed grain. And so there is, it sounds like worldwide we are looking at a very good wheat crop coming on.
All right, I'll get back to today's trade and
okay.
and ask a little about what producers ought to be thinking at this point.
Yeah.
So looking at the market today.
Everybody is of the opinion that the commodity index funds are quite long, and, the corn is starting to look a little better, and we are keeping our fingers crossed, that we won't see massive flooding. And I think historically our weatherman tells us that, even though the computer prints out 3 inches of rain sometimes, historically this time of year it isn't over that big a geographic area. So our opinion is that the USDA's stocks and plantings report is going to be enormously important, and our general impression is that there's probably 3 million acres of corn flooded out in the U.S., and we will see a gain, particularly in southern Illinois, of larger soybean acreage. But the bottom line with that is the yields will be down. Probably a soybean planted in east central Illinois this week. The top yield would probably be somewhere in that 40 to 45 bushels to the acre. So there is going to be some disappointment in soybean yields.
All right. Anything else to add on this?
Have a profitable day, Dave. Or Tom.
Thanks a lot, Paul.
Bye.
Paul Cooley is with ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. Current trade now in Kansas City. The July wheat is up 7 cents a bushel now at 916.5. September up 6.25 at 931. July wheat on the Board of Trade is up 12 at 882. September also up 12 at $9 even. December up 10 at 922. July corn is at 716.5, up 4 cents right now. September 730.5, up 3.5. Deese corn 750.25, up 2.75. And the March at 768.5, up 4. July soybeans are at 1508 a bushel, up 7. August is at 1515, up 11 cents. September up 17 right now at 1509. And November beans are at 1498, up 7 cents. July bean meal is at 405 even, up 370. Bean oil for July at 6275, down 35 now. On the Mercantile Exchange, June cattle are at 97.25, down 45. August at 103.95, down 72.5. August feeder cattle are at 112.75, down 72.5. And lean hogs for July at 74.25, down 65. The Dow again is up 72 points, 76 points now at 11.884. The NASDAQ is up 40 at 24.09. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Media at Illinois. I'm Tom Rogers. Our next market update is at 10:58.